USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now threatening to cut federal funding to cities dealing with civil unrest. The president signing a memo yesterday that orders federal agencies to find cities where they could potentially cut funding. Trump saying there are the cities that, in his words, permit anarchy, violence, and destruction. Among those cities on his list, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, New York, and Washington, D.C. The White House Coronavirus Task Force urging Americans to be very careful over the upcoming Labor Day weekend. Yesterday, Dr. Deborah Birx warned against any crowded neighborhood events over the holiday, like backyard barbecues, and specifically encouraged people in their 20s and university students to wear masks at all events and gatherings to avoid a possible spread. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing or having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.